It's Sarah. She is from east of the Bay. It's Sarah.
I don't know who she is.
Hello, I'm Sarah Maddox. Hello. I'm really happy to be here. I'm just kidding. I'm not. This is like the worst thing. Now I always get really nervous, especially with a lot of people here, a lot of people I don't know. But you guys are my family. I know that. So I've been having a really hard time thinking about this topic. When they called and asked me to do this convention, they gave me a choice of three topics, and the other two was illness and recovery and aging and recovery. So I was really hoping I could get youth in recovery, but I'm getting old now. That's what happens when you stay here and stay clean. You get old, and that's a surprise. I turned 32 this year. And, and is that old? I don't know. I have to tell you though, this has been like the last couple of years have been the greatest years of my life, really. And since I turned 30, I just really feel like it's the best. It just keeps getting better. My life keeps getting better. And maybe it's because I'm in recovery, but might have something to do with it. diversity is our strength, and I really felt like underqualified to talk about this because I feel like I'm not very diverse. And I guess I don't really know what diversity is, because a lot of times we think of diversity and we think of age, race, sexual identity, creed, religion, lack of religion is what makes us diverse. But really, it's what's inside that makes us so diverse. And we're such different people and come from different walks of life. And we do things different ways and we recover different ways. But what's really important is our unity and what brings us together. And we're all here for the same reason. And we all got here on different paths, but we're all working towards the same thing, which is recovery. And last night I wanted to kind of read up on see what our literature had to say about diversity. And so I started at the beginning of the basic text. I have my little book. I've got the basic text, and then it works how and why, and I was just going to like read through it till I found where it really talks about diversity. And wouldn't you know, like the best part about diversity is the last page of it works how and why. So I had to like read. So I read all our literature last night. I'm kidding. I just bed read. But really, if you really want to know, because everything I say is just, it's me and my experience. I'm not NA, I'm the fellowship of NA. And everything I say, I can just tell you my experience. If you really want to know what Narcotics Anonymous is, read our literature. And but in the 12th tradition on It Works Out and Why, at the very end it talks about how diversity is our strength. And it's not just, like what color we are, or how old we are, but that we're a very diverse group of people. But as long as we keep spiritual principles first, that's our primary, focus. As long as we put spiritual principles first, we can really recover how we want and do what we want and do different things and be who we want to be. Before I came here, I didn't know who I wanted to be or what my goals in life. I didn't have goals. When I was a kid, I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grow up. I just really wanted everybody to leave me alone and let me get high. And that was my goal. And so as I've stayed clean and stayed here, I've realized that like I do have goals and I have hopes and dreams and desires. And I can do things and it can be different than what you do or what you want to do. And that makes it okay because, different isn't wrong. And I grew up thinking that like different was bad and different was wrong, and if what you think is different than me, then you're wrong. And like since staying here, I've learned that like different is good. Different is what makes us who we are. And so you may have a different opinion about things or do things differently, and that doesn't make you wrong and it doesn't make me wrong. And when we can realize that, like, that's how we recover. And I find, like, in my area, like, people do things differently, and I may not agree with it, and it may not be, like, you may not work steps how I work steps, but as long as we are both working steps and putting spiritual principles first, like, it's okay, we're going down the same path. And if you go to different areas, like, if you've ever been to an out-of-area meeting, you'll automatically, like, I know I do, like, the first time I went to a meeting that wasn't in my area, that they did everything wrong. Like, they did it backwards, and they said the wrong things, and they gave out the key tags at the wrong time, and it was, like, the worst meeting ever. It was so wrong. And you needed to come to my area to see how to really have a meeting. And so, and, like, after some time, I realized, like, that's not wrong. It's different, and it works for them, and it's like I can see past, like, that superficial stuff. I can see, like, the beauty in that and see, like, how great the meetings are because, you know, we're all here for the same reason. It's the 12 steps and to recover. And so, like, through recovery, I've been to meetings all over the world, which is incredible. I remember, and it's really, like, going to meetings and really different places really helps me to see how diverse our family is and our fellowship. And it's incredible to go. I remember one time I was at a meeting in Sweden, and it was all in Swedish. Like, they didn't speak any English, and I speak, like, three words in Swedish, and so I didn't know what they were saying, but I really I felt it, you know, I felt the energy of the room, and it was incredible, and I felt right at home, and I had no idea what they were saying, but I knew what they were saying, you know, and I could feel the love, and I could feel the compassion of the group, and just the spirit and the energy, and it was like God was there, and I didn't need to know what they were saying, because I could feel it, and that really showed me, like, we're worldwide, and if you really hear about, you know, how our fellowship has grown and the different places they have meetings, it's incredible to me because the disease doesn't discriminate, you know, and, you know, we can all be addicts and we can all recover too. So it's really incredible to me. I got clean at a young age. I was 17. I was 17 when I got clean, and people used to always say, it's so great that you got clean so young, you know, and people say that, and it's true, but it's important for me to not let that set myself apart from anybody else, you know, like, yay, I got clean young, but I'm still an addict, and I still, like, maybe I didn't use as many years as you or as many drugs, but, like, the pain, it was the same, the pain that brought me here, you know, like, that desperation, and feeling like I didn't want to live, but I don't want to die, and not knowing what to do. And, you know, just sitting in my house and feeling like I had no other options, and hating myself and hating the world and not wanting to live. And that's, like, I don't ever want to feel that way again, and I don't ever have to. And, you know, like, people, like, we all use different drugs and come from different places, but I think we can all relate to that feeling, that horrible desperation. And that's what brought me here, and that's what keeps me here. And so even though people say, oh, you know, you're so young, that's so great, like, I can't let that separate myself from the fellowship or from you. Like, I'm no better or worse than anybody else. And, you know, like, really, we all just have today. And that's how, because if I ever feel like I'm better or worse or whatever, like, that sets me apart, and that sets me on the path of feeling like I don't belong here, or I don't need to do what you're doing, or I don't need to work the steps or go to as many meetings. So I'm really careful, like, when there's people, like, I see young people get clean, I'm cautious about saying, like, good for you for getting clean young, you know, because I think it's good for anybody to get clean, young or old. Like, if you got clean older, like, thank God you made it here, you know, and keep coming back. And if you are young, like, please stay, because a lot of people get clean young, and then they get a certain age, and they think that was just a phase. And I've seen so many people, like, my first sponsor, it was, you know, for her, she thought maybe it was just a phase and now she can use successfully. And I don't ever want to feel that way or think that way. And when I do, I think of, you know, it's more than just the drugs. You know, like today it's not about the drugs for me, but I know I'm still an addict, and just the way that I think and that I live and like my first thought. And I can't control my first thought, but I can control my actions, you know. And my first thought is always, you know, what reminds me that I'm still an addict. And, you know, like I have a career, and I have a lot of friends that are not in NA, and it's easy for me to, like, see them. Like, I'll go out to dinner with my friends at work, and they'll drink one drink, and it'll be, like, a really fancy, fruity-looking drink. And I don't understand that. And then and they won't drink the whole thing. And that's weird. So the last time we went, like, my one friend, she got this really pretty looking drink and drank about half and was ready to go, and I said, you need to finish your drink before we go. You should not waste that. And she said, I'm done, I've had enough. And I say, that's how I know I'm an addict, because I don't understand that way of thinking, you know? Like, I will never be okay with that. I will never be okay with less than one, let alone one. Like, I need more, and I don't want your fruity drink. Like, give me shots of vodka, because that's what I want, you know? And so, and even, like, today, like, that's what I want. And so I know, yep, still an addict, and still need NA, and should probably still come to these meetings and still work steps. And and it's easy to, like, you know, to me, like, the life when I was using is so far away from my life now. It can be really easy to forget about that, and I'm not that person, you know. Like, I was a kid then, and I'm an adult now, and but I don't ever want to go back to that, you know. And so I stay here, and like the life I have today is beyond my wildest dreams. Like, I would have never imagined that I would have the life that I have. Like, I would have never chosen it for myself. But I feel like God always gives me, you know, he doesn't give me what I want, he gives me what I need. And thank God, because if I got the life that I wanted, I'd be so disappointed, because this life is just incredible. And, you know, I'm really, like, I have a bunch of kids. I have another one on the way, because one is too many and 1,000 never enough. So. We're working on number 5 right now, so it's so weird. And it's funny, because I never wanted kids, and this is the first one I actually tried to get pregnant with. So that's why, like, I can make these grown-up decisions today, you know? Like, before, I was always like, oh, no, I'm pregnant again. And and how did that happen? Well, I have 2 stepdaughters, but I do have 2 biological children. And so this one, like, I made a conscious decision, like, I'm going to have a baby. And I did. And, like, and I'm married, and I have a career, and, like, and I own a home, and I've got, you know, like, I've got my life together. It was, like, a good decision. And I feel like it's the most grown-up thing I've ever done. Like, I feel like I made, and now I keep doubting it. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm crazy. But, no, I'm really excited. So, gonna have a baby in September, and I'm so excited. And you know, like, life is so good today, and my kids bring me so much joy. And even when they don't, like, they still do. Like, my oldest daughter. It's funny. 13 years ago, I was at this convention. I was pregnant with my oldest daughter, who's gonna be 13 in June. I was like 7 months pregnant, and but I was single at the time. And it was like, you know how it is when you're at a convention, especially this convention. You're like, looking for a man, but I was like so pregnant, and it was not working out for me. But luckily, this year I'm married, so sorry boys, I'm taken. But yeah, I actually met my husband at this convention, so we love coming here. I first met him the first time, I guess it was like 15 years ago when I first met him here, but I wasn't interested at the time, and then ran into him a couple years later, and I was like, all right, maybe. And so And now we've been, we've been married 6 years, been together 8 years, and got a bunch of kids and a great life together. So, I'm so happy. And I love coming back here because you see a bunch of people that you don't get to see all the time, and so many memories of just like growing up in NA. I feel like I really have grown up here and grown up at this convention, and like my priorities are different each year. And now I'm just like happy to be here and happy to be clean, and like I don't feel like I need to go to the dances and stay up late and do all that stuff. Like I needed a nice early meeting because I need to go to bed at a reasonable hour because I'm old now. But you guys are gonna hate me. Why did I say that? That's like horrible. You guys, so how am I doing on time? Am I good? So I like I had this dream last night. I have all these like crazy pregnancy dreams, and I had a dream I was doing this meeting and I didn't know what to say, and I was like, yeah, our fellowship is like the Chesapeake Bay. You're fishing in polluted waters, and you'll probably get crabs. I was like, and then I just completely stopped because I was like, that's a horrible thing to say. And and then my alarm went off, thank God, because I don't know what worst thing I could say. Like, where did that even come from? I don't know. But so anyways, like diversity, we are a diverse group and there's so many different people, and like maybe, you know, like what I say doesn't work for you, but there's like so many different types of people and different speakers. You know, some people are really loud and some people are real quiet, and like, and that's all good because different people need to hear different things. And like I've even found that with sponsees, like how I sponsor somebody is different than how other people sponsor, but it's all, you know, as long as it's all based on the spiritual principles, like it's okay. And I'm pretty laid back in my sponsorship style. I don't like to tell people what to do. The only thing I've ever told my sponsees is, don't move that man into your house. Like, that's the only must I've ever given any of them, and I feel like I always have to say that. But beyond don't move that man in your house, like I don't give commands. I give you my experience, and I can say that from experience because you should not move that man in your house. I can tell you. But I just feel like I tell you, like, this is what works for me, and good luck with your choices, because we are, you know, autonomous. Like, we're grown adults. Like, I can't control you. You're going to do what you want to do. Like, I've always done what I want to do, you know, and so I like a sponsee who kept relapsing, and it was really sad, because I love her. And she got a new sponsor, and the sponsor is, like, hardcore. She made her, sign some kind of document, like, I will go to this many meetings, and I will do this, and I will do that. I was like, that's crazy. Well, all right, so this girl has stayed clean, like, longer than I ever, like, with me. So I was like, that's what she needed, you know? So, like, maybe all these rules and restrictions sound crazy to you. They sound crazy to me, but, like, that's what this girl needed. She needed somebody to hold her accountable, and, like, that's what worked for her, because we're all very different. And so I realized, like, all right, maybe our ideas are crazy, but they're working. And so this girl who I love, who we just went out to lunch together yesterday, and she's clean, and I still love her. And I'm so happy that she, like, found what she needed in this program. And so, like, you know, if you don't feel like your sponsor is the best sponsor for you, like, get another one, because there's tons of different sponsors. And, like, I'm never offended when a sponsee leaves me. I always think, like, hopefully someone can help you better than I can, you know? And usually they do, and I've seen it time and time again, and I'm always so happy when somebody makes a choice for their recovery. And like, if you stay here long enough, like, your needs will change too. And so, like, the sponsor that worked for you when you first got clean may not be the sponsor for you today, just because you've grown, and that's a good thing. Like, you need to grow in this program. You shouldn't stay the same. And so if you need to go in a different direction, please do. You know, like, that's how you grow. You can't stay stuck. And so that's my experience with diversity. I don't really know if I talked about any something really diverse, but I just feel like this is a great fellowship, and I'm so glad to be a part of it. And I'm so glad to know that anywhere I go in the world, you know, I can find a home. And not a lot of people, you know, there's not other places or fellowships where you have that, where you know, like, wherever you go, you can find a home, and you'll be welcome, and someone will hug you and take care of you. And that's amazing to me. So I think that's all I want to say. So thanks for letting me share.